You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's your sis, and you're tuning in to another very special and exclusive segment of Reality Chat. Today, we're chatting with the one and only Elle Monae, a fan favorite from season 2 of Too Hot to Handle. You've probably watched it on Netflix, and if you haven't, it's the perfect show to binge next, especially if you love reality TV. We're chatting about everything. Season 2 of Too Hot to Handle, what the cast has been up to since the show wrapped, and all of her future projects and endeavors. This is Reality Chat featuring Elle Monae.
Reality Chat. Exclusive updates and interviews with Alessandra G.
Hey guys, we're here with Elle from Too Hot to Handle. She is going to tell us all about her experience on the show. Elle, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so excited to get into this chat.
Of course. We're so happy to have you on. So let's talk a little bit about your entrance on Too Hot to Handle. You came in late, but you still had some great parts of the show. And, you ruffled some feathers. You had some fun.
Yeah.
So I want to know, when you were coming on, how or when did you find out that it was too hot to handle? Did you think this Parties in Paradise thing was a legit thing, or were you like, this is not real?
I legit thought it was like going to be like this whole new like fun show. I was like so excited. I was like, it's going to be like a young person bachelor or something like that. So that's what I was thinking. And, you know, they didn't tell us. It was like super secret all the way up until you get brought to the villa.
Okay. So were you suspicious at all about this Parties in Paradise name, or were you rolling with it? Like,
it was quarantine. And so when I saw that it was like their Parties in Paradise is looking for, you know, hot singles to come and, you know, party in paradise, I was just like so ready to get to wherever it was. Like, I wanted to get out of quarantine, go have fun. So I wasn't even questioning it.
I don't blame you. Yeah. Like when they first said it, I was like, what is this? But then thinking about it, I'm like, honestly, anything could have gotten me out of quarantine. So yeah. I don't blame you there.
Yeah. And I feel so about my mom when I like got accepted, she was like, oh my goodness, you're going to get kidnapped or sex trafficked or something. I felt so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know. Cause it was so like out there, you know, you hear The Bachelor, even Too Hot to Handle, and you're like, okay, yeah, I've heard of it. But like Parties in Paradise, it's like, yeah. What is this? Is this real? So obviously it wasn't real. It was Too Hot to Handle. What did you think when you found out the real show you were on was Too Hot to Handle? Had you seen season one?
I had in quarantine, I had literally like just finished watching like season one. I sat and binge watched it. I'm obsessed with Chloe. I still follow her and everything. And so when I found out that it was Too Hot to Handle, I was like, oh, like they're bringing me on as a grenade too. Like I was so shook. Like I was shook. I could have peed myself.
I know. And they're so good at just throwing people on and just shaking things up.
Yeah.
That I thought it was done. Like I thought there was no one else that was coming on late. And then here you are, you're arriving. And I'm like, oh my God, there's more. And there's only a couple episodes left. But, you know, you and Nathan kind of hit it off.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I did not see anything going on with Larissa. So I was like, this is just, it's not going to work out. Yeah. I was kind of feeling bad for him because I think they kind of just got shoved together. And you came on and you were just like, I'm here for Nathan. And I'm like, okay, Nathan needs somebody. So like, yeah. For me, I was rooting for it. But I also want to know, like, were you at all, because I know you were like, I don't really care, but were you concerned at all about Larissa when you came on and kind of like you had your eye on Nathan, but she was kind of in the way?
You know, when I first came on, my thoughts were like when the first moment I arrived on the beach, Nathan was so funny and sweet, like talking to me. I like was like, OK, I think, you know, me and him should try, you know, to get it, you know, like have something going on. And then like when I started meeting all the other girls, Melinda and Carly talking to them and stuff like that, they were like, Nathan hasn't really had like the best, you know, like coupling experience. And so I was like, well, you know, maybe him and Larissa aren't working out, like maybe me and him should try something. And so we did. And like we really got along.
Yeah, yeah. I felt that. And I did kind of feel bad because, you know, as a viewer, you can tell that he was totally ready to jump into things with you. But then Larissa was on the bed and it was like, this is awkward.
Gary, I respected him so much for that. He was such a gentleman. He never did anything in front of her to like make her feel bad or like make her feel like mugged off. I learned what that meant on the show because that's like a overseas word. But he never did anything to like be disrespectful. He was very respectful, told her, you know, like maybe I would like to go try something with Elle and stuff like that. So
yeah, I respected that too. I was like, what a good guy, man. Like they just don't make him like that. So it was cool. I like Nathan a lot. So when it comes to like what happened after the show, did you stay in contact with him or what went on there?
So after the show, we all have a group chat. We were talking in the group chat so much. We all still talk to each other on social media, always keeping up with each other on social media. Right now I'm in Los Angeles and I was like reaching out to him, hoping that we would, you know, link up and like make some content or take some pictures. But he left the day before I got here. He said he was headed to Miami. So missed him.
Damn it. They are all in Miami. Let me tell you, Chase, Carly, Joey, it's like crazy.
I just came back to Miami. I ran into them at a party. Like everyone is like having their time down there.
Oh my God. Well, Miami's great. So I don't blame them. I was there in March and it was lit even back then. So I can't imagine with all these restrictions coming off.
Yeah.
It's got to be amazing. You stayed in contact with them through the group chat and stuff like that, but you definitely made some like really cool friendships on the show with the girls. Who do you consider yourself closest to now that the show's been wrapped for some time?
So coming in, Tabitha and I were super close. Like we were sitting tall. We had so many like laughs off of camera. She's like hilarious. But then as time moved on, I got closer with Carly and Melinda. I just got finished like texting Carly. So I just hope that our schedules, we can like link up and, you know, have fun again, meet, you know, do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, we talked to Chase recently and he was spilling some tea on Melinda, saying like there's some sketchy stuff going on with what she's saying happened with Marvin. Mm-hmm. I want to know your take on that. Do you think that, you know, what went down was partially both of their faults? Because, you know, they're not together anymore. There was something that happened in Mexico. He never showed up. They kind of both have different stories.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're team Melinda, but what can you tell us about that?
You know, I am team Melinda, but for the most part, I'm very honest. And I feel like Peter got sent home too early. I feel like if Peter would have stayed, Mel and Peter would have like been a thing instead of, you know, Mel and Marvin. I feel like they were good for each other at the retreat. Like they, like their chemistry and everything, they were good for each other, like at the retreat. But I feel like they shouldn't like have to stay together just because people are like rooting for them or, you know, want them to stay together. You know, Mel and Peter are happy together. They look happy together. In the group chat, they send like the cutest videos. So I'm happy for Mel and Peter.
And are they officially a couple? Are they a TikTok couple? What can you tell us about this? Because
from what I've seen, their chemistry, they're a couple. Like, they're a couple. Like, they stay at each other's house. I really feel like they get along. And, you know, I am, like, very into astrology. She's a Taurus. He's a Virgo. They are very compatible.
That's a match for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's a tea on that because I'm getting all these different stories. And I'm like, what really happened here? Because Marvin's getting called out. Melinda's getting called out. It's just the fans are really rooting for them. And now it's kind of like, no one expected Peter and Melinda after the show because she was kind of like, I'm not into him like that. I want Marvin. And then it kind of came out of left field. So I'm just trying to catch up here. But I think we all are. Good for them, though. You know, you found a connection off of the show. What more can you ask for?
Also, their distance is a thing. Like he's from Paris. She's from New York. Peter and Mel, you know, Peter's in New Jersey. Mel is in New York. So just I think the distance played a part, too.
Yeah, for sure. Other side of the planet cannot help with the relationship. You know, I was worrying about that. And then when they were like, we're not together, I'm like, okay. You know, I was rooting for them, but I can get it.
I was rooting for them too.
But now Carly and Joey are back together. Because you're friends with Carly. What do you think about that? A lot of people think it's fake. It's just because of it's the ratings. He kind of broke up with her, I think that she was saying. And now like they're back together and his follower count's going up. So what do you think about that?
I feel like, you know, just seeing them together, like in person, they're very affectionate with one another. They're like always kissing and stuff like that. So just because of how things went down for Carly on the show, like she kind of got abandoned, you know, like I'm happy to be with somebody.
Yeah, I can see that. I can accept that. Yeah. I was just like, if he's playing around, I'm not going to be happy, because I was just team Carly the whole time. Like, yeah. I even told Chase when she was chewing him out, I was like, queen, let's get it. Like, and then he was like, I know.
Okay. Oh my goodness. That workshop, that whole day at the villa was like tense. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. He was saying he went off and he was by himself, and then Tabitha and her were having a heart to heart.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh God, I wish they showed more of that, because watching Tabitha and Joey on the blanket, like to the right of them, had me dying. I was like, what is going on? They were looking around like,
Tabitha told me, she was like, I don't know what that workshop was about, but it was intense. I was like, I can tell.
Yeah, that was weird. It was really weird. But we got to talk about Tabitha, speaking of, because she is just someone I did not get the whole time, because, you know, she was funny. She's funny. But she got on the show and she found out it was too hot to handle. And Sis was still saying, like, I'm here to have fun. I'm playing games. I'm like, wait, no. So it was funny. But what's the tea on that?
So when Joey, Tab, and I got together, like when we found out we were going to be like the grenades coming in, we all made a pact. We said we're going to go in there and just blow everything up, like, you know, do what we want to do. And we did. So that's what that was about.
Okay. So I see. She had a little bit of a strategy there. The only thing that threw me for a loop was when, you know, they were voting and talking about who's going to win the money. And Tabs was like, you know what? It can be any of us. And I was like, oh, girl, it's not going to be you, but okay.
She was getting that money. She knew it wasn't going to be her.
Because Chase was saying that she was walking around saying, like, oh, yeah, it could be me. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but okay. But she made things funny. She made things fun again, because I feel like everyone was kind of like getting tense and worried about the money and kind of just clinging to whoever they were clinging with, because they were like, I want the money. Mm-hmm. And then she was just like, come take a shower with me. I'm going to be here. I'm just here for some fun. She broke Chase's heart. And I'm like, okay.
Yep. But the grenades definitely did come in. And the whole cast, like when we were all in the bedroom, we were talking, we were like, do you guys feel like, you know, different about us being here? They said we brought like a good, fun energy to the retreat. So I'm happy we came in there and did what we did.
Yeah, you guys definitely were needed right then and there. I feel like when you watched it, you probably could tell. But it was just kind of at a standstill where I'm like...
Yeah, and some people hated me for going on that date with Nathan, but they didn't see like the chemistry that me and him had behind the scenes, which ended up becoming like a playful friendship kind of thing. Nathan is so funny and he's so fun. Like, we're good. Larissa and I were good. Like, at first, you know, Larissa was like quite upset that they brought grenades in and, you know, kind of, you know, got into the mix of everything. But at the end of the day, like, we're all good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have to explore your options. I don't understand why people get so upset. Like, no one was like married or engaged. This is not Love is Blind. Like, it's okay. So, I mean, people are crazy though online. Have you gotten a lot of backlash at all for just the things you did on the show?
Yes, I did. I was getting it like at first, but then as people got to like, you know, watch my YouTube videos and follow along with me on my Instagram, I'm very active like in my story. People are like, oh my gosh, like I like you so much better off the show. And I was like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad that, you know, it's starting to calm down and they can see the real you, because I don't know, with the editing and just what they show, it can be tough. You know, you don't really get the full picture. And so that makes it really hard. You do have a fan base now. You did Too Hot to Handle. I feel like we only really got like a little bit of L. So would you be open to going on another reality TV show like Love Island or The Bachelor? Or are you like, you know what? I'm good.
You know what? Just from this like experience, I don't know if I would do another reality dating show. You know what I mean? Like, I would be down to do something where it's just like a bunch of girls and guys and like recording us, like, you know, in certain, you know, activities or something like that. I don't know. But just like the whole, it's like stressful because like I'm a person who's rooting for love, and like I'm rooting for the couples that came off of the show. I just don't know if I would put myself back into like that environment, because especially because I got there so late, I was at a disadvantage of like making a real connection. And I kept telling production, I was like, leave some good ones for me. And they didn't. So I don't know.
I know. I felt so bad because, yeah, you guys got to like screw shit up, but like making a connection, I was like, this is so sad. Because if you had a little bit more time, maybe something could have formed. Because also at that point, couples were starting to change.
Like after meeting Nathan, like coming to the retreat, like the day we were on the jet skis, I really liked Nathan and I really liked Marvin. Like me and Marvin had like a ton of talks and stuff. He's like so like smart and funny. Like I had a crush on him too, but I didn't get a chance to, you know, like have anything happen there. So I don't know. Love Island has reached out to me, but you know, I think they might just be feeling sorry for me, you know, like, oh, come do Love Island.
No.
The first time.
Oh my God. No, that would be fun, but yeah, I don't blame you. It's a lot. It's stressful. It can be rough. People online don't make it easy. So I gotcha. But I totally agree with what you're saying with Marvin. I feel like if you went on that show, and I don't care who you were, whether you were dating somebody from the start or like in the middle of it, you got out of a relationship like Carly. If you didn't have a crush on Marvin, I need some words with you because Marvin was just my favorite. I thought he was so funny. And I feel like they didn't even show his full personality, like just following him.
He walks around singing and doing all these funny dances. Like he's a fun guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, after watching him, like, you know, on Instagram and stuff after the show wrapped, I'm like, I really feel like we needed more Marvin. But speaking of Marvin, he did win the money now that the show ended. A lot of people are giving him some backlash because of what happened with Melinda. And they're saying Cam should have won the money because he's still with Emily and he grew the most. What do you think about that? Do you think Marvin deserved that?
At the time, I didn't talk to Cam a lot because Cam and Emily were a thing. And I really feel like my vote was like a tipping vote, you know? And so just being that I had sat and talked with Mel and Marvin the most, I had got a sense of like his personality and his growth and stuff like that more so than Cam. So I don't know. I don't know. At the time, I feel like my decision was right.
Okay. Because Chase sticks by his vote to Marvin. Seems like you do too. I was team Marvin, but I love Cam too. He's a great guy, but you know, That's how it is.
I got a funny story. You know, Cam, I didn't talk to initially because he looked mean. Like when we first got there on the beach, he looked mean. And I told him that. I said, you know, my first impression of you, it was that you were mean. And he was like, and then come to find out he's not mean at all. He's like really funny, says funny stuff. He was like, oh no, I'm not mean. He was like, I was just tired of people coming into the retreat. And here you guys were pulling up on the beach. I was like, oh yeah, you looked it. He looked like he didn't want to see us. And so I did not talk to him for like a few days. Like I was just like, oh, hey, like, you know, we'll say hi and bye.
Yeah. Cam was probably looking at Tabitha going, how am I going to survive this? Yeah. And obviously she made it hard for him. Yeah. Literally. So I was like, when you guys came on, yeah, when they panned to the rest of the group, I was like, some of them look so excited. Like Nathan was like, yes. Yeah. And then Cam was like, I'm about to throw myself off of a cliff.
Yeah.
So the show, I know you weren't on it for super long. You probably had to quarantine longer than you were like even filming.
Yeah.
But what do you think you learned coming away from it like the most? I know it's kind of difficult because the relationship was kind of short-lived with Nathan and everything like that. But do you think you have like one big takeaway? Like, oh, I learned this thinking about my time on Too Hot to Handle.
Just like thinking about my time on Too Hot to Handle, I feel like I've really come away like a stronger person. Like stuff that people say or like have judgments about me really doesn't bother me that much anymore. And I think it just comes from, you know, just knowing that people haven't seen the true me. You know, they didn't get to see, you know, everything that I did, my funny parts, my emotional parts, really like from the show. So I feel like I came away with like thicker skin.
That's a great answer and a great experience to have because now you just don't give a shit what people have to say. I mean, obviously we all care, but made it a lot easier. So that's great. And now I know you're doing a lot on social media, but what's next for you? You have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What are your goals for the rest of the year and the future?
Yes. So I have a YouTube channel, L Diaries, and I have been working with my management and my team. I've been flying around from Miami. I did Miami Swim Week. That vlog is going to be going up soon. I'm in LA right now. We're working on a ton of stuff, maybe some collabs, going to try and do more podcasts. And then I'm looking to like maybe do like more TV. So I just have a lot going on. It's good if people follow and keep up with me on Instagram at L.Monet. And yeah, I have so much in the works. I'm like in Los Angeles right now. I actually have to like run after this.
Oh my God. Perfect. Well, everybody, you hear that? Follow L on socials, the best place to be, and YouTube, because we love vlogs here and I'm loving your videos and everything that you have going on right now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another exclusive segment of Reality Chat on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge shout out and thank you to L Monet for joining us and spilling all of that tea, because I don't know about you, but I needed that. And before we go, I do have one very important last message for you all, and then I'm signing off. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.